The Castle with the Mouse's Eyes. Thus, in his book The Castle, around 1922, Kafka portrays it as a colossal, mysterious figure looming over a village, menacing, arsine ad reprimendum, audacium aquilonorum, a metaphor for the eternal condition of human existence, a place of solitude where the conflicts of everyday life unfold, oppressors and oppressed, the writings left by prisoners in the calabozo of the 16th century castle, the deconstruction of being, a place of countermines, prisons, rediscovered mummies, defensive roots, double earlobes, but not only that, also treasures. Thus, in 1951, the Spanish fort, restored from the ravages of Nazi occupation, war still war, became something else. A president of the Italian Republic, Luigi Einaudi, the images show us, driving through the city, transformed that symbol of strength and oppression into inclusion. A museum, the National Museum of Abruzzo, the most important in the region, where, like tributaries of a river, the works of the Civic Museum of L'Aquila and the Diocesan Museum of Sacred Art converged. This is how the castle has been described by our officials, including the Masbado brothers, Niccolò Massazza, 1973, and Jacopo Bidogni, 1970. Recognized among the most important video artists and innovators in the field of contemporary art, who use the language of video in their installations in various forms, performance, theater and photography. The project, comments Munda director Maria Grazia Filetici, was born from the desire to give voice to a place dear to the city, the castle, in view of its long-awaited reopening. We are happy to offer moments of participation in the museum's upcoming return to the Forte Spagnolo. The occasion was the partnership with Maxi for the International Festival of Performance Art, Dance, Theatre and Music Performative 01 Contactless. The video and audio elements of the performance on the Renaissance defensive roots of the Spanish fort, with the poignant title, The Eyes of the Mouse, will narrate, with images shot inside the castle and an immersive installation, the underground, labyrinthine world, where the only outlets to the outside and internal communication are slits in the building's walls, a place where the auditory aspect prevails, evoking the imagination of those who lived and lost themselves in the castle, reflecting on the power of sound reinterpreted by Masbido, together with musicians David Tomat and Goop Alcaro. The site-specific audiovisual installation will engage the audience with a projection on the external walls of the fortress, evoking its roots, underground spaces, silences, and stories. Walls therefore no longer barriers but openings in the future vision of the National Museum of Abruzzo, to include dialogue, interact and create a network with the territory, where Castello Cinquecentesco tickets, reservation not required, accessibility. The event is accessible to people with mobility disabilities and offers adequate restrooms. All necessary safety and prevention measures will be adopted during the event to ensure the well-being of participants.